This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said on Friday the global death toll from COVID-19 could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used, and could be even higher without concerted action to curb the pandemic. WHO Director of Emergency Programs Mike Ryan told a briefing on Friday, unless concerted action is taken, the 2 million death toll is not only imaginable, but likely. Ryan said young people should not be blamed for a recent spike in infections, despite growing concern that youths are driving its spread after restrictions and lockdowns were eased around the world. The World Health Organization is warning people at highest risk to be vaccinated for the flu to protect themselves and to prevent national health systems from getting overwhelmed in the middle of the COVID pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Anne Mohn, the chief of the WHO's Influenza Preparedness and Response Program, says the safe, effective vaccines, antivirals, and non-pharmaceutical interventions that can protect people against influenza are not available for COVID-19.
Covering coughs and sneezes, wearing masks when appropriate, and staying home when sick, and seeking care when needed are all very important for both flu and COVID.
She says it is possible fewer cases of influenza than normal will be seen in parts of the Northern Hemisphere where similar measures have been taken. However, as society opens up and COVID-19 restrictions are eased, she notes cases of influenza are likely to rise. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. France has opened a terrorism investigation following a knife attack Friday that seriously wounded two people near the old Paris offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Once again, journalists were targeted, two members of French production agency Première Ligne, who were stabbed as they took a cigarette break outside.
L'auteur principal.
Speaking to journalists at the scene, Paris prosecutor Rémy Heitz said because of all the parallels with the Charlie Hebdo attacks 5 years ago, anti-terrorist prosecutors are investigating it. The attack comes as the government is readying new legislation to fight so-called separatism, what it considers enemies of France and its way of life, including radical Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
North Korea has given a rare public apology over the death of a missing South Korean. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Speaking at a news conference, the South National Security Advisor cited the apology letter from North Korea's border department. It included a line from the leader saying he was sorry over the incident and promises to prevent a recurrence. The man who died was a South Korean fisheries official who went missing last week. Soldiers fired more than 10 shots at him after he did not reveal his identity and tried to flee. Seoul had said the soldiers then doused his body in oil and set it on fire. But the letter claims they instead burnt a flotation device he was using, according to their antivirus manuals, and not his body. The rare message comes as South Korean President Moon Jae-in faces intense political fallout at home over the incident.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is lying in state in the Capitol, the first woman to be given that honor. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened the ceremony.
It is with profound sorrow and deep sympathy to the Ginsburg family that I have the high honor to welcome Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to lie in state.
Rabbi Lauren Holzblatt said it's up to others now to rise up and move forward.
She was our prophet, our North Star, our strength for so very long. Now she must be permitted to rest after toiling so hard for every single one of us.
I'm Shelley Adler.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA. News.